Sports.
And welcome into our Saturday Morning Coaches Show here on KJN, our chance to talk a little high school baseball and softball here for the Atlantic squads, and we'll be talking baseball first coming up right after this.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJN All Sports Boosters Association, 21st Century Co-op, helping farmers with all of their needs. Feed, seed, fertilizer, chemicals, and fast, friendly service are yours at 21st Century Co-op. 21st Century Co-op with locations in Messina, Atlantic, Cumberland, Fontenelle, and Greenfield. Darrell's Place in Hamlin, home of Iowa's favorite tenderloin. They also offer a full menu, noon specials, Taco Tuesdays, featuring homemade pies and salad, fast, friendly service, and great tasting food. That's Darrell's Place in Hamlin. The Car Guys, your RV headquarters in Atlantic, offering fifth wheel and travel trailers, plus motorhomes and financing options that fit every need. They also offer full-service RV repair, a full line of RV parts and accessories. For all of your RV needs, stop by the Car Guys, located on the west edge of Atlantic today.
And welcome in here to our Saturday Morning Coaches Show on KJN. A chance now to talk a little high school baseball here for the Atlantic squad. Head coach Gaylord Schellingen with us here this morning, along with a number two hitter and center fielder in the lineup for the Trojans, Jackson Eden. Guys, thanks for coming in here this morning.
You bet, Chris. Thank you.
Thank you.
Well, it's been kind of a weird week here for you a little bit. The weather always wreaks havoc this time of year, it seems like, in one way or another, and you've got a couple of games that were affected here this week, but you did get some other action in. Had a couple of real tough games there to start the week and came up shy against Harlan and Lewis Central. We talked the prior week going in to there that, you know, you were hoping that the hitting was going to come around for you a little bit more consistently, and obviously those games that didn't happen for you.
Well, we faced very good pitching. Harlan threw the Sears kid, and he's one of the better pitchers in the league. He threw hard, and we had some chances early. We had a chance to score, and at first we didn't, you know, and then there's some plays we didn't make. Defensively, if we make the plays, it makes it a closer game, and you know, in the seventh inning of that game, or not seventh inning, the fifth inning of that game, he got a little rattled, and I think that's what you have to do. You have to get him a little bit rattled. You know, if you're ahead, you know, 6-5, 6-0, you know, you're just cruising along. But we put a little pressure on him, and he struggled a little bit. And then the next night we played against Lewis Central. Lewis Central, they pitched their best pitcher against a left-hander, and he did a good job. But we had chances in that game to score. We didn't. We did score in the fifth. Jackson had a sharp single to left there. I don't know if we were 2-for-3 against them, but he had a good night that night. So, you know, those are games that helped us, I think, you know, because then we went to Crescent on, well, we're supposed to have ADM on Wednesday. We got all the way up there and got rained out. So we're going to play them at 2 o'clock on Wednesday at our place, and they're going to go from there to Lewis Central. Lewis Central, so they got quite a day. And then, of course, we got rained out last night, so we're going to move that game to that's going to be on Monday, and we'll play them at 2 o'clock, and they're going to go that would be Shenandoah goes to Missouri Valley to finish and have a JV doubleheader there, and then we're going to go down to Glenwood and play a JV varsity game after finishing that game. So it's kind of a, like you said, a weird week, a wild week. But at the end of the season, you don't want to get games in the week before tournaments because you want to kind of get everybody organized, your pitching staff kind of lined up. And so you just do those things so you can get the games in. You want to get conference games in because that's kind of a mandatory rule.
Yeah, that's, I guess, how it goes sometimes. You just have to work things out as best you can. You already, of course, were scheduled to have that full week, but as it worked out, a couple of those games get washed away. But on Thursday night, obviously, things were much better for you. You come away with a 16-0 victory there. I guess what went well for you in that game?
Well, we hit the ball extremely well, you know, and if you face really good pitching, then the pitching that we faced at Crescent wasn't as good as those teams. I think Jackson mentioned when I had a timeout that, you know, it's amazing what we can do when you saw the tough pitching. I'll let kind of Jackson talk about that.
Yeah, you know, earlier in the week we faced two really good pitchers, and I think everyone was a little down, so when we went and played Crescent, it was a real confidence builder for everyone.
Does that, I guess, like Coach alluded to there, being able to go against some tough competition, you're obviously you know, maybe struggling to track the ball a little bit against some of those good pitchers. You get an opportunity. Does it feel like, I guess, the game kind of slows down a little bit once you're at the plate there against somebody that maybe doesn't have quite as good as stuff when you're heading out there again?
Yeah, definitely. You know, when we were facing pitchers early in the week, not very many people had a lot of confidence going up to the plate, and they didn't see a lot of people before them get hit, so they didn't think they could get a hit. And then once we saw kids getting hits against Creston, everyone behind us just kind of snowballed.
Yeah, I'm sure, and that's a big part of the game too, is, you know, kind of getting that confidence and being, like you said, to see somebody else in front of you have that success certainly gets you excited to get up there behind them and try to do the same thing. Do you feel like that's a big part of the game and important for you guys, especially we've talked here with Coach the last few weeks that you maybe have struggled a bit having consistency getting hits. Once you get something rolling, is that a big key for your team, you think, to get that started early each game?
Yeah, you know, if we start off fast, usually we can consistently hit throughout the game, but if we start off slow, I think we struggle as a team to get hitting going late in the game.
Well, of course, you have the weird situation here last night where you got started a little bit in the ball game, and the weather, we weren't certain that we were going to get anything here in our area, but as it turns out, it got here just in time to kind of mess things up for you. But I guess talk a little bit about how the game started for you last night before the rain came in.
Well, we scored 3 runs in the first, and we just kind of had different people hit the ball. They made an error, a couple errors, but they were difficult plays, and excuse me, you make errors that this leads to you get a bigger inning. So we got 3 in the first. We get another one in the second. Again, on Cooper was on, and Grad hit a line shot to right, I think. Is that who did? I don't know. Someone did anyway. We got to end up scoring another run. So that was we were up 4-2 right now going in the bottom of 4.
All right, so good start for you there last night and get you a little bit of a confidence boost heading in here to the next week when you're going to have the schedule kind of fitting things in that you maybe weren't expecting to. Jackson, talk a little bit about that situation, and we've talked with some other players that have come in here the past few weeks too, because weather always seems to play a factor at one point or another during almost each week. How do you guys handle that when you're in that situation? You have those delays, and then you try to get back out there and get ready for a game. Or, for example, like this situation where you're going to pick up a game where you'd already started. How do you guys handle that mindset-wise?
Well, as a team, we always expect to play the game, whatever the weather's like. And if something happens otherwise, we don't ever go into the game thinking we're not going to play the game. We always expect to play the game. And the delay in ADM, we just kind of hung around, I don't know, messed around. We don't really we just kind of relax a little bit.
Yeah, I guess not a whole lot you can do,
yeah,
right?
You're
just there to kill some time and hope things work out, but it wasn't the case for that one. But I guess yourself individually, Jackson, what do you feel like is going well for you here this season, and what are some of the things that you're continually trying to work on?
Well, I struggled early on in the season hitting the ball, but as of late, I think I've been hitting the ball pretty well. And, you know, I'm seeing the ball off the bat well in center field, making some nice plays, I think.
I guess as a team, that was one of the things right away at the start of the season that Coach and some of the other players felt like you guys were doing pretty well, was playing pretty good defensive ball as a unit. Do you feel like that's been the case here throughout the season?
Yeah, we have a good defense. We have good pitching too. Our pitchers throw lots of strikes and get us easy ground balls and fly balls, which makes it a lot easier.
Well, I guess anything here as the season kind of winds down towards the tail end here that you're really looking for the team to improve on, so that you can give yourself that opportunity to have success here at the end.
Well, if you want to get hot, you want to get hot right about this time of the year. That way, it carries on in the tournament. So that's what we're looking to do.
All right. Coach, coming up here this next week, you've got the makeup then on Monday with Shenandoah to finish that one off, and then you've also got the ADM contest later in the week. So what are you looking to have your team accomplish here this upcoming week?
Well, I'd like to get a little momentum going to tournaments. I'd like to have a little run here, win, close out the season with quite a few wins. That's kind of a key. I just want to something about Jackson. Jackson was struggling, like you said earlier. And one day we spent, I don't know, probably 15 to a half hour in there just hitting and doing a drill. He ended up getting blisters on his hands. He practiced so hard. And that's a credit to him because he was struggling. Now he's hitting. He's there number two. He's probably number four hitter on our team average-wise. So, and just a credit to his work ethic and kind of that person he is. He's an excellent student. He's in National Honor Society. And he just he and Grant are two players on our baseball team. We're just finishing up a leadership class that Coach Jenkins has been teaching at the high school this summer with the kids. And I think it's been really good. He's shown us some leadership on our baseball team. I think it's kind of a result of what Coach Jenkins has done and Coach Ferguson.
Well, and I think that's something, too, that people appreciate if they're coming out to watch the team is to, you know, see that they're, you know, respectable young men as well. You know, it's you want to go out there and see some great competition, but you want to know that those guys are representing the school district well also.
And we talk quite a bit about that. That's important to me, that they represent themselves, the coaching staff, Lining High School, and our community, because our community is a respected community, and we are just I'm really happy and proud of our kids. They show great sportsmanship, they play the game the way it's supposed to be played.
Well, guys, we appreciate you coming in here this morning, and we wish you the best of luck here coming up this next week as you get ready for the postseason.
Yeah, thanks, Chris. We got 2 weeks from last night. We'll have our first tournament game. We'll see where we're at.
All right. Thanks a lot. That's Lankhead baseball coach Gaylord Schelling and also number two hitter center fielder Jackson Eden. A little baseball talk for you this morning. We'll talk a little softball with head coach Terry Hinsman coming up next.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. Anita Supply Center, the place to go for all of your home improvement needs in Anita. For all of those big or small home improvement projects, visit Anita Supply Center in Anita. Debtor Service Department in Atlantic. Let them handle all of your automotive needs from oil changes to a major engine overhaul. Give them a call at 243-4514 and let them take care of your automobile. That's the Debtor Service Department in Atlantic. Marnie Elkhorn Telephone Company, serving Elkhorn, Kimbleton, Exira, Marnie, Brayton, Atlantic, and Audubon. Providing reliable, affordable, and high-quality communications and entertainment services. Marnie Elkhorn Telephone Company. Call them at 712-764-6161.
Welcome back now to our Saturday Morning Coaches Show here on KJN. Getting a chance to talk a little softball now with Atlantic head softball coach Terry Hinsman. Coach, thanks for coming in.
It's nice to be here, Chris.
Well, a week, I guess, a little bit short for you, so to speak, here during the season. Still four games, but just three nights out there on the field here this week, and now you're getting prepared for tournament play here this weekend. But overall, you go 3-1 here on the week. Obviously, you would have liked to get that other one. You come up a little bit short against Lewis Central, but I think overall you're pretty pleased with the way the girls are playing.
Yeah, I mean, if I could take back one inning, that first inning of the Lewis Central game where we gave up two unearned runs, it makes a huge difference. And actually, in that LC game on Tuesday, Allie pitched, I think, well enough to be able to win any game maybe except for that one, giving up just the three unearned runs that we had. But, you know, sadly, with softball or baseball, any sport like that, you have the three main facets, pitching, hitting, and fielding. And, well, I thought we pitched well all throughout the course of the week. Allie did a great job. I thought we hit well throughout the course of the week, and maybe our fielding let us down for the first time this year a little bit in that game. Starting off the week up at Harlan, and the one thing that's maybe lost in Harlan's record this year, they're a little bit down, a little young this year, is the fact that Morgan Shaben is an outstanding pitcher, probably one of the better pitchers in the conference, throws hard, moves the ball well, had a great changeup against us, and it took us a little bit to kind of solve her. All the way to the fifth inning when we scored three of our six runs. The big one there was a double by Allie Anderson. Mackenzie Waters had singled, and they intentionally walked Alexis Handel, and we moved Allie into the number four spot just for that purpose, that teams may have to second-guess intentionally putting on Alexis with Allie right behind her, and she pulls through with three RBI double. I forgot about Olivia Engler drawing a walk and Madison Bottis going in there. So it was a bases loaded double that broke the game open a little bit and gave us a lead. And then we got three runs in the sixth, a little cushion there. I think that one was a little different style. There we were just grouping hits together. Reagan Pellett gets a hit. Alyssa Derby gets a hit. Carson Rush gets a hit. Bailey Newell gets a hit, scores a run. Mackenzie Waters gets a hit, scores a run. So it's kind of the once the hit cycle got started, it was able for us to get a little breathing room, and we were pleased in that game. Tuesday we drive over in Lewis Central. We knew this was going to be a tough game. Lewis Central's at the top of the conference, and they're always a good team to a difficult team to try to defeat. And Ashley Miller did a nice job of throwing hard, I thought, against us, also mixing in some movement pitches in and out, screwball and curveball. And unfortunately for us, we got runners on base, but we just couldn't get them across. You know, that was one of the things we talked about that were going to be keys to that game was, number one, we couldn't make mistakes, whether that's errors or base running mistakes or those kinds of things. And number two, when we got runners in scoring position, we had to get them across. Lewis Central's been a team that hasn't scored a ton of runs this year. They've been winning a lot of ball games, but they've been winning them by 2 and 3 runs, much like the game that we played on Tuesday. And, of course, that was the difference. We had 5 errors, 3 unearned runs, and we had runners on and in scoring position with less than 2 outs for most of that game. The only one that we really took advantage of was Alyssa Derby hit her first home run of her career, a 2-run shot after Reagan Pellett had reached on a fielder's choice, so we could close the gap, but we end up more of the same in the seventh with bases loaded and a couple of strikeouts mixed in there. In fact, 3 strikeouts mixed in there along with 3 singles to load the bases, and we come up short in that game. We took a day off, practiced a few things. We weren't sure what the weather was going to do. It's been kind of up and down here. But that's the one thing that you can't control. So we headed down to Creston to play a doubleheader down there. Creston's a little young this year. They graduated 6 seniors last year, but Coach McCabe does a great job of getting his teams prepared and ready to play. And really, by this time of year, most teams have 30 games under their belt, something like that. So the 8th graders and freshmen and sophomores that he's implemented into his lineup have been battle-tested and been through the grind a little bit. And that first game, the big hit there was, in the 6th inning where we actually broke it open, back-to-back home runs with Alexis Handel getting a 2-run home run after Bailey Newell had singled, and then Allie Anderson following that up with a home run of her own in the 6th. And we tack on a couple more in the 7th, give us a little breathing room, a nice 10-3 victory for us, trying to keep our Hawkeye 10 championship hopes alive there after the loss to Lewis Central forced us to have to get some help from somebody else. The nightcap was a little closer. We jumped out to a 5-0 lead in the first, and then attacked on 3 more, so we're up by 8. They end up getting a couple of runs in the early innings and come back, so it's an 8-5 game, kind of back and forth seesaw game with Kayla LeMasters, who's her sister was a kind of a nemesis for us as well. She could hit the ball both the power and pitch well. So I was a little disappointed to see another LeMasters, but good for them down at Creston, I guess. But she did a nice job. Younger pitcher did a nice job in the circle. But overall, on a hot, humid night, it kind of we were patient at the plate, took advantage of her making mistakes. And if you can force them to throw a fastball rather than the changeup or a movement pitch, which is what she's capable of doing, and when she's behind in the count, she has to do that, and we took advantage of it and ended up with an 11-9 win, leaving Creston last night.
So that's a rundown there of the whole week there for you. Lots of good things going on. And you mentioned there in that Lewis Central game, I guess that's kind of how it goes sometimes. You talked about the two things that you wanted to focus on doing. Well, sometimes it's okay if you fail maybe in one of those aspects and make up for it on the other side. But unfortunately, kind of the two things coming together there with you, getting a few errors and then not being able to get that timely hit you needed.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And, you know, those are things that we've been fortunate enough to be able to overcome throughout the course of the season. You know that there's going to be a game probably where you're going to have to overcome it. You hope it's a 10-run victory or something like that that you could look back at, but usually it's not. And it kind of came at the wrong time for us. But, you know, overall, when you take a look at our conference, since we wrapped up the conference on Thursday night with Creston, we're 18-2 in the conference. We talked earlier about that being a record that in most cases would probably win the conference. Last year would have been an outright conference championship for us. You know, and the biggest thing I think as far as the girls go is a testament to them and the hard work that they've put in. Last year at this time, we were planning on replacing Aaron Olson, the only senior that we had on the team. Lo and behold, we had, due to moves and other situations, we end up having to replace five girls, and three of those are eighth graders, and two of those are freshmen who didn't play a lot of varsity ball last year, did play JV for us, and ran bases for the varsity, but I don't think we really missed a beat. In fact, I think in some situations, in some areas, we probably upgraded with the girls that we implemented in. So it's the hard work that they've put in through during the off season, hitting, playing in some of the USSSA stuff that we do in the spring, and that you help sponsor here at the radio station. We sure do appreciate that, and I think have a little hand in the success we've had this season.
Yeah, that's definitely a testament to those gals and to the program, you know, being able to have those players that are ready to come up and step up on this type of stage here for you and continue the success that you had last year and try to carry that over. So that's fun to see. Now, you're heading here into the weekend. You've got kind of one last opportunity here in the regular season to get some more battle testing in here over the weekend at the Tiger Night Tourney. Anything you're kind of looking for in particular for your team to accomplish this weekend?
Yeah, I think the biggest thing for us right now is just to finalize a few things before we go into a tough region. That's one of the downsides, I guess you would say, as far as the softball season is concerned, is the fact that you don't get a lot of practice time. And so we've had a couple of days off. We've been able to get on the diamond and work, especially with the younger girls, on some situations that, you know, crop up. That's not softball is kind of a strange sport in the sense that you can't practice every single scenario that's going to occur during an at-bat or during a game. So there's a few things. I jot them down in the third base coach's box, and we try to go over them. We've got, I think, most of it taken care of. The thing is now just to go up and maybe work on some fundamentals that we want to defensively. Certainly, we'll see some decent pitching. There's some good teams mixed into the tournament as well. But the thing is just to kind of polish up and finalize things going into the region. And, you know, hopefully going in to regional play on a positive note, you know, to go up and win three games and win a tournament, that would be a huge plus for us.
Well, anybody that is interested in taking in some of that action, you get underway at 10:45 here this morning as we're getting ready here on this Saturday, and you'll be taking on Esac County and then Thomas Jefferson and Carroll, the other game that's going on that you'll directly match up with, and then some other teams on the other side of the bracket. So a good full day of softball there that people could take in.
Yeah, it is a full day, that's for sure. Esac might be down just a little bit, but that's that'll be a good warm-up game for us, but we have to take each game one at a time. Carroll's a far much improved team. If anyone was able to come out and watch our tournament here, they 10-run to Creston early on in the season. They had some really good games, and Thomas Jefferson was a vastly improved team over what they were a year ago. We beat them in a doubleheader earlier at the very beginning of the season too, so yeah, it gets to be a long day, but it's a good tournament.
Well, and as, of course, we're talking here, preparing for the next week, you're going to get right into the postseason here, into the regionals. You've got that first game there on the 5th against Clarinda, and then the other game that's matched up directly is Red Oak and Shenandoah. So you know you've got to get ready to be focused and try to accomplish that goal of getting yourself back to the state tournament.
Yeah, and obviously that was the goal going into the season, was that we wanted to repeat an opportunity to go back up to Fort Dodge and play in the state tournament. And the girls are very excited of getting an opportunity to start that. You know, Clarinda won their first game yesterday. They beat St. Albert, so I'm not sure how I feel about that, but they're going to be fired up and excited. Now that they've gotten in the win column, Red Oak is on the other side of that. Red Oak is a vastly improved team. The young girls that Tristan has down there have been getting better and better as the seasons went along, and the same thing has been true with Coach DeBole down in Shenandoah. They seem to have been improving as the course of the season goes along. As far as the other side of the bracket, kind of familiar. Creston is there. They'll play on West Marshall. West Marshall's probably the odds-on favorite in that half, being that they're ranked ninth. And then North Polk and Saydell, a couple of teams that we've seen a little bit in the springtime and stuff, but not so much during the regular season or any of the tournaments. Hopefully, if we can get by the first two rounds, depending upon the rankings, which will come out Monday or late Monday, early Tuesday, we hope that we can play all three rounds right here in Atlantic. They switched that last year to the regional final not being at a neutral site. It would be at the highest ranked team just to generate a little bit more excitement and enthusiasm. So we lost out on that last year. Went up to the Tiger Knight tournament, and Alexis Handel had an opportunity to win that game for us, but a beautiful catch by their center fielder robbed her of a three-run homer, and we ended up losing by two. And as a result, when the rankings came out, we were two spots below Kemper and had to go up to Kemper to win that regional final to go to state. So the girls are excited about having possibly the out. We won't know, though. Let's see how, with the loss to Lewis Central, I don't know how much that will play in, and then what the results will be this weekend of the games that we're about ready to get ready to play today.
All right, well, some excitement going on here as the season starts to wind itself here towards the postseason, and we look forward to seeing how your girls play, and wish you the best of luck here, Coach.
Hey, thanks very much.
All right, that's Atlantic Head Softball Coach Terry Hinsman. We'll be back with more on our coaches' show in just a moment here on KJN.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. Gady Insurance Services, your agent for Western Iowa Mutual Insurance. Call them for a no-obligation quote for your homeowners or farm insurance. Visit one of their agents today at Gady Insurance in Griswold and Council Bluffs or at their office 700 East 7th Street in Atlantic.
Education changes lives. Let it change yours with classes at Iowa Western Community College. We offer a wide variety of courses to meet your educational needs. Plus, Iowa Western classes transfer well. Take classes at the Atlantic Center, Council Bluffs campus, or give online learning a try. Check it out at iwcc.edu.
Audubon Furniture Mart carries over 4,000 carpet styles and colors in your favorite brands. Also vinyl and laminate flooring and new and used furniture. Audubon Furniture Mart, 203 North Market in Audubon.
And welcome back here to our Saturday Morning Coaches Show on KJN, wrapping things up here for you. We want to thank Atlantic Head Baseball Coach Gaylord Schelling and also center fielder Jackson Eden for stopping in to speak with us this morning, and also to Head Softball Coach Terry Hinsman for his time as well. Once again, the baseball team will be back in action to resume that game against Shenandoah on Monday afternoon at 2 o'clock at home. They were in the fourth inning in that one, and Atlantic playing in that Tiger Knight tournament here this weekend in Carroll, and then they have their first postseason game on Wednesday against Clarinda on the 5th at 7 o'clock here at home. That'll do it for our Saturday Morning Coaches Show here on KJN.